best things follow us into eternity. Eternal Insight on the Fiat Ministry Network starts now. Here's Anthony Marinese.
Research Hospital here in our Eternal Insight studios in Memphis, Tennessee. All you need to do is simply head on over to Amazon, tap in my last name, Marinese. That's M-A-R-A-N-I-S-E, and it'll pop right up. Because of my five, it's our bestseller, and I couldn't have asked for a greater blessing because, again, all of the proceeds benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, an amazing place here in Memphis, a place that also saved my life 21 years ago. So as a cancer survivor myself, I and St. Jude, thank you for your support. Those who are listening, please engage with us. You can do so via email at the address eternalinsightpm@secretary.net. Yes, we know it's a long email address. Or you may follow us on Twitter using the handle @insight_eternal. So it's backwards on Twitter, @insight_eternal. Also, follow our network broadcast partner, the Fiat Ministry Network, using their handle, @FiatMinistryNet. Feel free to suggest topics, ask your own questions, suggest other guests, and offer your own eternal insights if you like. Just want to give you a quick reminder of our mission, and ultimately, that is, our show, Eternal Insight, is all about transmitting timeless truth, triple T, transmitting timeless truth. At EI, we believe that whatever is authentically good, true, or beautiful points us toward both the awareness and the experience of the truth who is a person. Indeed, he that is the way, truth, and life endures. So all that is eternally and authentically good, true, and beautiful also endures throughout this life into eternity with him in the next. At EI, we're ever working to effect a focal change away from whatever is temporary and towards what endures, and most importantly, through whom it endures. At the beginning of each episode, we like to begin with a quote to sort of set the tone for the show, as well as what we'll be discussing with our guests. And today, our quote, just have to pull it up here, and, you know, sometimes there are people who like old-fashioned things. I've got just a notebook that I have various quotes in for the purpose of our shows, rather than electronically. So today's quote actually comes from Dr. Louis Mosquin. Dr. Louis Mosquin is the author of a book called Living with Anxiety Another Way, a Spiritual Perspective. It was a book written in 2008 and published first in French and then translated into English and first sold in Australia. And he is a Catholic neuroscientist and Catholic behavioral psychologist. And so this quote reads, "By forgetting God, by losing our sense of the divine, we lose our purpose and raison d'être, to love and to be loved in return." That quote again from Dr. Louis Mosquin from his book, Living with Anxiety Another Way, A Spiritual Perspective. All he's talking about, never losing focus on what matters, on what truly endures, never forgetting that God is all around us at all times. There is nothing that we can do to divorce his involvement from our life. He's with us always, loving us through every moment. And if you would allow me now to segue over into our guest, for this first show on the Fiat Ministry Network. Indeed, we're so excited about it. Our guest has worked full-time in the field of youth ministry since 2011, where he's always found new and exciting ways to bring the church into the world. His new venture with Sock Religious, yes, we said it, Sock Religious, is no different. He and his wife, as well as business partner, live in Indianapolis, Indiana, with their newborn son, Dominic. We welcome Scott Williams to the show. Scott is in his last semester, finishing his master's in pastoral studies from Loyola University in Chicago. Scott, thanks for joining Eternal Insight. We're so glad to have you.
Good to be here, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And congratulations on the birth of your son, Dominic. Such an exciting thing. And we know hopefully all of our fellow pro-life Catholics and Christians joining our show are also jumping for joy in their own hearts and hopefully going to be offering up their prayers as we are here at Eternal Insight and the Fiat Ministry Network for Dominic's continued health and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's absolutely incredible. I underestimated like how much joy and also like how difficult it would be at the same time. You know, people would always say, better get your rest now because you're not going to be doing any sleeping here. All right. I get it. I've been youth minister for a long time. I've been on some restless retreats. I've gone on mission trips. Nothing compares to the life of a newborn that wants to eat so frequently. But it's so much joy at the same time. Who knew you could love someone so quickly?
So not getting a lot of rest these days, are you?
No, he's 5 weeks old, so.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, though. We're still figuring it out. He's our first, too, so.
All the more reason we are incredibly grateful that you've taken this time to join our show. We really do appreciate that. And again, you know, what we're going to be doing, we want to just hear a little bit more about your awesome venture, Sock Religious, today. And so we really just want to kind of jump right in. And of course, we are hinging on the topic of not just what this new enterprise of yours is all about, but the way in which it's really a trendy evangelization method, I would say. It was actually introduced to me, your website and merchandise by another customer of yours and a very positive person in my life. In fact, she's going to be the guest on the next EI episode. She knows I love non-traditional socks, but these are honestly just the coolest. I mean, I've already got myself a pair that has, you know, Pope Francis on them. I mean, they're absolutely incredible and comfortable as well. I'm telling you, I've got a great kick. In fact, the first time I wore them, I was back home for a visit in New Orleans, and I actually went out bowling. Of course, nobody can bowl without socks. Definitely don't want to put your feet in those god awful shoes without socks. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go out tonight, and I'm going to put on these socks, and I'm gonna hike them up like the UPS man, all the way up to my knees. And I'm just going to go out there and bowl like this. And I got so many positive comments. They're like, what, where do they make these? And I was just like, let me show you their Twitter page. Let me show you. So, I'm interested. Just where did this idea come from, Scott? And why socks?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I've worked in ministry for a long time, but I've always had a little bit of an entrepreneurial mind. Like I come up with business ideas. My favorite show is Shark Tank. And, there's just never anything that I really pulled the trigger on. You know, given the field of work that I'm in, I'm always kind of thinking in a Catholic context. And, I have a good Catholic network, but, I never knew exactly what that product or that service or what that thing would be, until this idea of socks came about. And, it all started because, you know, I'm a sock guy. Like I wear a shirt and tie to work most days. And, you know, socks are just kind of my jam. I like to match them with the obscure national holidays like National Donut Day or Flag Day or whatever it might be. And I was talking to my wife. I was like, you know, it's the feast of Saint James, and there's not any saint. I just made that up. I was like, there's not any Saint X, you know, socks. And I thought to myself, what if there was a sock for every feast day, and us Catholics could have an opportunity to, you know, represent the saints and our church in our everyday life. So whether that's, you know, the business person or somebody bowling or, whatever it might be, but, the opportunity just to express our faith in a new way. I mean, I wear a medal every day. I got a Saint Joseph and, another, medal that I wear all the time. And, you know, those are great reminders. They're good evangelization tools. But nothing really expresses yourself quite like socks do, because they say something. They make a statement. When you cross your legs, you see them. And it's just really an opportunity for us to just boldly say, I'm Catholic, or even just like subtly say, because you won't always know that they're Catholic socks until, you know, you cross your legs or, you know, you show somebody, but, there's little subtle hints in some of them as well. So it's a lot of fun.
And some of the ones, you know, that are available on your website right now, are just the coolest. Of course, you know, I bought a pair, you know, that have Pope Frank, as I call him, obviously Pope Francis, no disrespect to the Holy Father. You know, I'm Italian though, so Francis is usually Frank. So, you know, I have a pair that has the old Pope Frank on there. Other ones that exist on your website, Pope St. John Paul the Great or John Paul II, St. Teresa of Calcutta, and St. Joseph. And I'm sure you've added some since then. Have there been other bestsellers? And how do you decide which saints or holy figures get to be featured? Because I'm just saying, I'd love to buy some St. Jude or St. Benedict ones. Those are my guys right there. So how... Yeah,
making a note.
Are you writing them down?
Yeah, let's write this down here real quick. St. Jude and St. Benedict.
That's right. That's great. I'm telling you, you'll have a great deal of success with St. Jude ones, especially. You'll get a ton of orders from Memphis. I'm sure I could pass that around the hospital campus, and all the little kids, the doctors and nurses would be wearing ones that have St. Jude Thaddeus on there. And then, of course, I'm a Benedict and Oblate, so I love St. Benedict as well. But, I mean, the one that you guys have, again, you know, JP2 and Mother Teresa and St. Joseph, these are some heavy hitters. But I imagine that you guys have to have had others that you've sold out of. So what have been some other bestsellers? And sort of how do you decide which ones come out when?
Yeah, we have two more right now. So we have Our Lady of Grace, which is kind of our newest one that just came out. And it's a little bit more brighter colors in it. And it has the serpent on the bottom, which is kind of fun. So you're kind of like, you're stepping on the certain serpent's head, if you will, helping Mary out in that way.
That's a really good idea. That's awesome.
Thank you. And then we also have St. Thérèse of Lisieux that came out last month. And, the question, to answer your question, there's not a real strong methodology right now as far as, what comes next other than kind of what we want to do. And the idea is that we'll come out with a new saint as frequently as we can. Right now we're kind of pacing at about a month. So as you know, we're just bootstrapping this. We don't have investors from, you know, across the country to be able to stock up inventory of all the saints. And, there is an investment that comes along with each one. So we right now we're just kind of focusing on making one new saint at a time. And in the beginning stages, we're kind of doing the more popular ones, if you will. We did Saint Joseph around Father's Day. We came out with Mary because people said, "How in the world could you have a Catholic sock company and not have a Mary sock yet?" And we said, "Yeah, that's probably right. So let's do a Mary one." So we've kind of just been rolling out the ones that we like, because we're not exactly sure if how well a really obscure saint's going to do.
And, I can see having a Saint Apollinaris sock right now, or you know, like Saint Leopold or something like that. You know, like how are these going to? But I guarantee people who are particularly spiritually aligned with these saints. I mean, I guarantee they would be buyers for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is such a cool idea and such a cool like venture. And I gotta say, you know, I love that you're taking sort of the characteristics or the hallmarks that are known or associated with each one of these saints and sort of creatively working them into these socks. Like again, having the serpent on the bottom of the sock so that your foot along with the Blessed Mother's is crushing it. This is literally crushing it. This is a slam dunk. A brilliant idea. Your wife Elizabeth is your business partner in this awesome venture. What do you guys find most rewarding about being able to work with someone that you love and trust so much? I mean, it seems like it would make it less work and more, you know, more of an enjoyable thing. And then there's that old saying, you know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. So I wonder if maybe you could tell us what you might find, you know, most rewarding about being able to share this enterprise with each other.
Yeah. The beautiful thing about marriage is that you've got a teammate for the rest of your life. And, you know, my sole purpose in life now is not sole purpose, but my number one goal and objective in life is to get my wife to heaven. And we have the opportunity to, work with each other on one sense. And, you know, it's like a lot of things in life is we, you know, there's a lot of things to do around the house and I do some things and she does some things. And, you know, sometimes I'm doing, 10% and she's picking up the other 90 and vice versa. And it's the same thing when it comes for, you know, things of the business, we help each other out. We support one another. And we really look alike, like this business has, it's kind of part of our family right now. So, you know, it's not either one of our full-time jobs, but it's something else that we have really incorporated into the life of what we do as a family unit. So that just kind of becomes part of, our day-to-day life is taking and tackling those small little pieces that are helping to build this little company grow. So, a lot of teamwork.
And remind me, if you would, when did you guys begin this? Or like, when did it actually, like, when did you become up and selling? And
yeah, it was just November. So it's only been about 7 months. We launched at the National Catholic Youth Conference and we really only had one sock. We had the Pope Francis sock. So in that time, we sold out of the Pope Francis socks in about 8 hours of showtime. Like we didn't even have products for the last day. And we looked at each other and we said, well, we've got something here. Let's move on to the next one. So we came out with the next one, JP2. So it's quite a new venture.
That's definitely not something that I would be necessarily upset about, that you sell out of product that quickly and just, you know, probably what did you have to do? Like have like an order list or something like that for people? And when things got restocked, I mean, that's remarkably awesome. Have you been to other conferences? I'm like, you mentioned NCYC. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if, I'm trying to remember one like Steubenville conference or anything like that. Have you guys sort of been as exhibitors to any of these or?
Yeah. So the other real big one that we went to was, the Focus conference called SLS, Student Leadership Summit. They had that in Chicago. That was about, I think about 7,000 or 8,000 people. And then Studentville conferences are kind of unique. They're kind of scattered throughout the country. And they each have their own marketplace process. So a lot of them we were able to send products to, and they sold them in their stores. But other than that, we have started to kind of jump on to some of the women's conference in the local Indianapolis areas and different kind of regional around the Indianapolis world. But we'll travel for the larger ones, and we're hoping to expand our business and get more people that can help to show the products that, you know, within their own diocese or whatever it might be. One of the major things that we hope to do is to help out some people that work in ministry. Like, we know that it's tough. We know that it's hard. We know that the church doesn't, you know, won't solely provide for a family most often. So if we can, you know, help a youth minister or a DRE, you know, have some side income by, you know, selling socks at their local conferences, then that's something that we're hoping to do and be a part of our mission as well.
Scott, we're gonna repeat this towards the end of the show, but you know, as much as we can, I like to sort of do real time dialogue with our listeners and with our viewers on the live stream. And we did have a question come in. Someone said, "I love these socks," because I guess they tapped in your website or they were able to discover that through our tweet promotions of this show prior to it being on. And she already has asked, "Where can I get some of these?" So again, we're going to have a few more questions for you, and we'll let you repeat this at the end. But I'm going to just go ahead and tell us right now how they can order these. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you can just jump on to sockreligious.com. That's where you can find all the stuff. You know, it's a pun. So sockreligious, like sacrilegious. A lot of people don't get that right away. My, you know, one of our close family members, it was, you know, 7 months later after we told her the name of our company, she goes, "You know what? I just got that. I just got that name." So sockreligious, sockreligious.com. And that's where you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that kind of good stuff as well.
You guys are just very social media savvy. I need to learn to actually do that.
Hey, that's where the people are.
That's it. That is absolutely. You are not lying, sir. When I first saw these, I was not only did I think, you know, awesome, crazy socks, you know, make a statement, like, look at that, it's Pope Francis as an animated figure. I mean, like, you know, just how cool. But something else, you know, occurred to me. I mean, you know, you are working in youth ministry, and that's come with, you know, a great deal. You know, I'm a theologian, and, you know, one of the thoughts that came to my mind was the opportunity to literally spread the good news, to evangelize that these socks present. Do you have any stories of others who've used the socks as means to spread the good news of our faith? Maybe interactions or encounters or stories that they've told you about people that have asked about them?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. One of the, I don't know if you've probably heard of her before, but her name is Katie Prejean McGrady.
Absolutely.
She's one of the larger speakers on the Catholic speaker circuit, if you will, these days. And she tweeted the other day and said, "Standing in the line for the bathroom on an airplane and being asked, 'Where did you get those St. Therese socks?' was not one of those places I was prepared to go make disciples. But here we are." She said, "Get your evangelization in strange places starter kick at Sockreligious today."
She's definitely one of the primary names in what I've come to refer to, and so as many others, you know, Catholic Twitter, basically. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm retweeting a number of things of hers per week, and this, that, and the other. She always has something great, insightful, and I know our guest for the next show is the one who got me interested in your products. So she loves Katie's tweets and her means of evangelization. So what a great shout out, you know, mm-hmm. to get from someone with her follower base as well. That's absolutely a wonderful sort of endorsement. Really is.
Yeah. That's part of it though. Like, they're not just socks, and they are fun. Don't get me wrong. But there's another element to that where, like, we're bringing the good news, if you will. We're bringing the life of the saints in, literally into the streets, literally two by two. And like, that's just, I mean, there's a certain beauty to that. That, yeah, they're fun. Yeah, they're a little goofy. Yeah, they're not for everybody. But they are, like, incredible ways to undeniably just say, this is my faith. I'm not afraid to share it.
And what greater a need is there in our world today than to indeed be that fearless disciple in a world where, you know, Christianity, particularly Catholicism, is literally becoming all but persecuted to a great degree. The fact that, you know, your venture stands in response to the great Christian call of counterculturalism. I mean, and that's what, you know, our mission at EI is all about. What our show is all about is encountering the authentically good, true, and beautiful, which, of course, the world and the culture tells us is one thing. But, of course, Christ himself says, you know, living against the grain is the way of life. That is the way to me. And so you're evangelizing through these products is exactly, as you said, that standing as sort of that countercultural opposition to a world that wants to explain God away. And that's truly a remarkable thing. And this is why I'm just so excited that you're the first guest on our show. I truly am. And I wanted to mention to everybody, I'm looking down at an email from Scott when we were planning this show, and at the very bottom of his email he has that infamous verse now from Mark 6:7, sending them out two by two. And that's right. They're a pair of socks, so that's how they arrive, two by two.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. That's such an awesome thing. We do kind of have one, maybe two more questions for you.
Sure.
Not as many as you would think are actually familiar with the term new evangelization. It originally was intended to bring back persons who had fallen away from the faith, but now it's actually grown, especially under Pope Francis, to include new ways to talk about the faith, to encourage others to explore it for themselves or to rediscover it if they've been gone for a while, and hopefully to come to recognize the light of truth that's in it. How do you hope sacrilegious can encourage and confirm others in faith?
Yeah, that's the deepest question anybody's asked me about socks before, but I'll attempt to answer it for sure. You know, I mean, I mentioned before that the socks are more than just socks, and I think that the biggest thing that we can do is start a conversation. You know, the when we think of new evangelization, we hear a lot about, like, ways to evangelize on the internet, or you know how different radio programs or using different mediums of media to bring the good news to people. And those all pieces of the new evangelization. But when it comes down to it, the greatest conversations of faith that we have are intimate conversations with another person. I can tell you, I've probably had more in-depth conversations where, you know, outside of youth ministry world anyways, at a bar with a good buddy over a beer that's been away from the church for a while.
Absolutely. Than I have. Say it again. Absolutely.
So if these socks do anything, they're going to start a lot of conversations. They're different than anything else. They are that new evangelization starter kit where, you know, people see the socks and they say, what is that? Or, you know, tell me about your socks or whatever it might be. And it's just, I'm hoping that they can be that spark that develops a dialogue into something deeper.
Beautifully said. Absolutely beautifully said. And not only, obviously, I don't want, you know, everyone thinking that I was trying to interrupt on purpose, but honestly, what he said about, you know, sometimes the deepest connections or conversations come in some of the more mundane experiences. Jean-Pierre de Cassode, or whatever, the great French Jesuit, actually wrote a book called The Sacrament of the Present Moment. And so mm-hmm. when you mentioned the idea of, you know, sitting at a bar and having a beer with your buddy is when, you know, not only the greatest ideas come out, but sometimes when the real formation or when the actual abstracts of spirituality really starts to hit home, you know, sometimes we don't get these things in the classroom. Sometimes we don't get these things just by sort of holding ourselves off and listening to a homily at Sunday Mass, but we get these things by interacting with others, and your socks being a conversation piece really do encourage that interaction, that community
mm-hmm.
where the rubber meets the road in our spiritual lives. And so I want to thank you for pioneering this venture and for keeping it going. And of course, I think especially, with having a 5-week-old newborn, I want to thank you for your time and joining us on this show, Scott. I really appreciate that.
Hey, the pleasure is all on this side of the microphone. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And just to recap one more time, where can those interested in obtaining some incredibly, incredibly wonderful products that your socks, where can they go to purchase these and connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Sockreligious.com is the best. So sock as in what you put on your feet, religious as in what you do on Sundays, when every day in between, I should say, .com. And sockreligious on all of the social medias too, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So.
And with that said, from Scott, remember also to follow us, that is Eternal Insight, on Twitter at @insight_eternal, as well as our broadcast partner, the Fiat Ministry Network, using their handle at Fiat Ministry Net. Tune in next time when we will have as our guest Missy Walther from Bellevue, Nebraska, or Omaha, Nebraska. She will be discussing with us not only the authentic understanding of beauty in the world today. Of course, you know, the world offers us so many illusions or ideas of what it believes to be beautiful, but so sorely neglects what is truly beautiful. We live in an image-conscious world, as unfortunate as that may be, where people do not see beyond the surface. But Missy's going to talk to us on the next episode all about true beauty in the world, as well as her pilgrimage over Easter to Medjugorje, a site that's receiving a great deal of positive media attention lately, especially since Pope Francis has dispatched an envoy to investigate the happenings and goings on at Medjugorje, and ultimately eventually approve those as a recognized apparition within the church. Lastly, I want to take this time to simply say one thing, and I'm going to kind of close out all future Eternal Insight episodes with this reminder, because it's not only touched my life, but a number of people whom I love and care about. Maybe you've tuned in today looking for even the smallest ray of hope, and we hope that you've found at least a little of that here. Please be kind to one another, and never turn away from those who love or value you. They reach out to you, there's probably a reason why. They may need you in a certain way. They may see in you that very reflection of the image of God in which each one of us are created. That's an important thing to remember. And you, if you're listening and you find yourself in crisis and not knowing where to turn, I encourage you to text the confidential crisis helpline. Simply send the word hello, as you would answer the phone, hello. Simply send the word hello to 741741. That's the number that you would need to type in as you're sending a text message. So send the word hello to 741741 at any time, 24/7, 365, and you'll be confidentially and immediately connected to text with a trained counselor. Never doubt, as Pope Benedict XVI has said, that you are wanted, you are loved, and you are necessary. God created you, and God does not make mistakes.
Oh, Sterebus. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.